Well, good evening, everybody. This is Ron with the Creation Light Ship Healing. And so I'm a doctor up on the light ship. I'm actually a light being there, but down here I'm just a regular person. I bilocate instantly, and up there I'm working like 24/7. And what I'm about is to help people in their healing process for ascension. And along with that, it's the main thing is to get into your bodies, because you have to be in your body to take your physical body with you to a higher consciousness. So, and then I'm also all about getting in touch with your own spirit inside of you and your heart center to get your guidance there. Because you never want to get spiritual guidance from inside of your head, because it could be an entity talking to you. And that's not very good. So what we're going to first do is a clearing on people. We're going to do an entity clearing. Some people call this soul retrieval. So we're going to first clear you out of entities and bring back part of your spirit. And I normally use the word spirit because up on the Creation Light Ship, they see us all as spirits rather than individual souls. So here we go. I'm just doing some clearing right now. And when this happens, you may feel energy inside of your body changing slightly. You might feel chills sometimes or tingles. You might feel warmth as you come more into your body. And everything is a little bit different with everybody. But the main thing is that you will be more in your body. And when that happens, you normally feel heavier. And if anybody would like to call in, you could do so after about 15 minutes after the hour. So we're going to do some healing first here. And we're releasing energies now from everybody. And what I thought I'd do today, I had a lot of people over like the last weekend asking me about Telos. I was in Los Angeles at the one of the events that I go to. And people were asking about Telos. So what I thought I would do for everybody is bring in the energy of Telos and get some of those beings to come to you if you like in your living room. And you can ask them your own questions. I don't do any channeling at all of information. It's all up to you. So right now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. So we're clearing these energies away from you. And that's very important, because you have to have the entities released before you can come back into your body. Much like having a glass of water, it needs to be partly empty before you can add more to it. So we're doing this right now, and you may feel a presence around your body as more of yourself comes to you. This is your own individual spirit. And people say, why am I not home? Why did my spirit leave me? Well, the main reason is that your spirit does not live in low-density energy. So pain, drugs, anything that alters your mind will take you out of your body. And when you're out of your body, then at that time you could very well have entities come in to your body and take the space where your spirit used to reside in. So you kind of just think of it as like maybe going to the post office and seeing a large row of P.O. boxes lined up, and your spirit in each one of those, supposedly. But if it's not home, then something else will definitely take its place. And these entities will carry on with the same exact name as yours, and they'll bring you their life experiences, their emotional bodies from the past, and their experiences to you, and have you do what they want to do in your body and use you. So it's like a actual possession of your body, and you don't want to have this happen to you. So I'm still doing some clearing here. And my sessions that I do on my conference line start off at $20 for a one-hour Creation Light Ship Healing. This is when you're transported, bilocated, out of time. Remember, you're a frequency. You're always being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. Now, in your off state, the Creation Light Ship that created you starts to work with you, and the light beings will help you with physical healings. So everybody can just sit back now and relax. I'm going to bring more of you into your body. And here we go. And I'll just count to 10 as you come in, when your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more clearing here. And most of you feel pretty good. The lowest we had online looks like about 22%, which is about normal. the highest person that I'm sensing was about at 70% in their bodies. And what we're doing now, we'll work on the archives, but the actual creation lightship healings will not, because they don't want to have anybody being abducted by our lovely 3- and 4th- and 5th dimensional aliens out there that are here to experiment with us. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you to your body. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it one more time. There we go. And you're all feeling pretty good. But the lowest person feels like about 40% right now. Remember, you have to be in your body so your spirit can take the body with you during the ascension process. That's simple. Your spirit is part of the divine, and it knows what it's doing. So as long as you can get rid of your densities in your body and hold your spirit energy, that's really all that's needed for the ascension process. I do additional healings for DNA activations, and that's designed to have you go to the 8th dimensional reality where the spirit now is going to of the earth. And what will happen with the other lower dimensional realities, the earth will have a walk-in spirit, much like we have them. We have a walk-in come into us, and that lower energy is going to go to probably 4th or 5th dimension. But the spirit of the earth is going to go to another dimension, has a brand new spiritual blueprint of the earth, maybe called a different name. And it's about 1/3 smaller than the earth here, and that's what it's creating right now. And it's almost completed. Okay, here we go. Coming back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take your waking consciousness. And this is what you want to have done, or do this all the time when you meditate, because you want to be in your heart center. And I don't recommend leaving your body either in meditation. You may get lots of information that way, but you can get it just as easily if you stay in your body. And if you go out of your body and you're unprotected, that will bring you more entities. So we're going to now drop your energy down. Visualize, if you would, an elevator going from the 10th floor, which is, say, your third eye, side of your head, your thoughts. And that's going to drop down to the 1st floor, which is in your heart center. This is where your spirit resides, this beautiful heart energy of who you are. So here we go. I'm going to count backwards. Just sit back and relax. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's feeling pretty good. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll do it two more times, you're telling me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll just be quiet for about a minute here, and you can connect with your own spiritual guidance inside of your heart center. And you can ask to turn the volume up, too, if you don't hear the voice talking to you that much or that loud. So ask them to turn the volume up and concentrate and be still. Okay, so this is where you should be all the time in your consciousness. So throughout your daily living. You should be right in your heart center. And remember, you'll get popped out when you get angry, upset, or hurt yourself. So just try to hold this space. What we're going to do now is have the creation light chip connect with the beings that are under Mount Shasta. This is Telos. And we'll have Adama come forward if he would wish to do this. And we'll bring these energies right into your living room here. We're going to bring in the first cause energy, the creation energy of the being that we know as Adama, that lives in the Mount Shasta mountain. And we're going to connect right now with this energy. So again, just sit back and relax. He seems very, very patient as I'm watching his energy. I'm up on the creation light ship right now helping to facilitate this, and I'm also down here doing this also. We have about 10 other light beings helping with the process. Okay, and here he comes. So I'll use the word stronger to bring him in. And just sit back and relax. And he may want to talk to each and every one of you possibly, or just maybe just allow him to give you his energy. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. It feels very nice where I am here, so just kind of sit back and relax for a minute and make your spiritual connection. And for me, the energy is kind of meek, very soft and gentle. So you probably have your own experience, but just kind of enjoy the energy, and I'll be back in about a minute. Okay, and what we'll do next here, we'll bring in the energy of Telos into your living room. And then after that, we'll bring in the energy of Mount Shasta here, so you can have a feel of Mount Shasta's energy. So we're connecting with this divine spiritual blueprint of Telos from the creation light ship. So the light beings are bringing up the complete database of Telos. Every blueprint made in the light is on this creation light ship. They use light language, and they're ready now, so here comes the energy of Telos. Stronger, 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 and stronger. For me, it's a very calming energy. very, very peaceful. So I'll let you experience this for yourself and be back in about a minute. And I was just approached by 12 beings that live in Telos, and they would like to also come in to your living room so you can have that experience of them. So just be open, and here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, see you back again in about a minute. Okay, let's ask these beings to leave us now, and next I'll bring in the energy of Mount Shasta. So we're connecting now to this energy. This is where I'm located, and this energy will come into your living room. So if you've never been to Mount Shasta, you're going to now know how it feels to be here. And they're ready now. The light ship took off, and we have the complete database now of Mount Shasta. But here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's experience this for about a half a minute, and I'll be right back. Okay, so you're probably now bathing in the energy of Mount Shasta. The mountain is very unique. You can walk many places on it and see interdimensionally. It's just outside of our own consciousness here. I've seen unicorns there and dinosaurs and all different types of beings walking on the earth. It's like looking at a different movie. You look at one area and all of a sudden you see one type of being. And then you can turn your head to the right or left a little bit more, and it's like looking at a different theater, and you can see a different beings and different types of extraterrestrial craft. It's very interesting. So it's definitely a place to come to experience the mountain energy. I've given tours before here of people, showing them where the different places are, and it's just a lot of fun. So we'll do some more healing now, and I'm going to do an emotional healing. This is what I recommend everybody to have, is emotional healing. This will get rid of your baggage that you've been working on for probably a long time. It does it instantaneously within about a one-hour session. So we're going to go to this current age that you are, and we're going to go back from your birthday, or to your birthday from right now. So when I use the word replace to zero charge, and just sit back and relax. The light beings do this for you automatically. There's nothing for you to do. So here we go. Sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second place to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second place to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second place to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Okay, you should feel a little more relaxed in your body right now. And if you look upon an issue that you've been dealing with the last couple of years, some type of event that caused you pain, emotional pain, fear, anger, anything like that, just look at it now, close your eyes, and I'll give you half a minute here, and look at it, breathe into it, and you're going to notice that it's not with you any longer. You're going to be able to see the event, but you will not be able to be traumatized by the emotional pull of it or the sting. So I'll be back in about a half a minute. Okay, next we're going to do another body that's very similar to your emotional body. It's a feeling body. And again, this is a light being doctors doing this healing for you. Nothing for you to do. It requires no belief system on your part. It's done automatically. This is the true grace energy of the divine helping you. So the same process. Right now, from this point in time, going back to your last birthday, sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge, fourth replace to zero charge, third replace to zero charge, second place to zero charge, first replace to zero charge. One more year back. Sixth replace to zero charge, fifth replace to zero charge, fourth replace to zero charge, third replace to zero charge, second place to zero charge, first replace to zero charge. And one more year back on the feeling body. Sixth replace to zero charge, fifth replace to zero charge, fourth replace to zero charge, third replace to zero charge, second place to zero charge, first replace to zero charge. And again, you should feel a little more relaxed and look at an issue that you may have been dealing with again. And it should be very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. Like, oh, well, it happened to me, big deal. So I'll put the line on mute here for about another half a minute and check it out for yourself. Okay, and I'll do one more body for everyone. This is your pain body. This body stores your physical body pain. It records it and hangs on to that until it's released. So I'm going to do a releasing now of some of these traumas that you've been holding that deal with pain. Same process. Sixth chakra, from now to your last birthday, replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace is zero charge. Second replace is zero charge. First replace is zero charge. Next to your back. Sixth replace is zero charge. Fifth replace is zero charge. Fourth replace is zero charge. Third replace is zero charge. Second place is zero charge. First replace is zero charge. Next to your back. Sixth replace is zero charge. Fifth replace is zero charge. Fourth replace is zero charge. Third replace is zero charge. Second place is zero charge. First replace is zero charge. And again, just check out your body for pain. And I'll be back in about a half a minute. Okay, so I do many types of clearings down here for people. These emotional and feeling body and mental body and emotional body, they all cost the same price. Just take your age times $5, and it takes about an hour to do over the telephone, and once it's completed, it's a permanent healing and it's done. You don't have to go over anything over and over and over again and regurgitate it. I don't even have to know anything that's happening to you. It's released and cleared automatically with this grace energy. So, and I'll talk a little bit about why people don't heal. And the first thing is that you must be in your body 100% to have a complete healing, number one. Number two is if you have any emotional densities, at that point you can't heal because emotional trauma will be drawn back to you and or the emotional trauma will recreate your illness. And so you want to have that released so that you can heal. So the most important healing that I do for people is the emotional clearing. That goes back into the womb. So it goes from this point in time, wherever I would start with you, and on what day it would be, going back to your conception. I'm going to do another clearing, which is a clearing which I call a sensory clearing. It's a past life clearing. And I'm going to go from now back to the 1500s. And this is normally energy that could be dormant in you that hasn't resurfaced yet. Remember, your physical body is dedicated to its longevity. And because you don't understand what's wrong with the body will keep sabotaging itself to give you a result of pain so you can clear the blocked energy out of it. So it'll actually sabotage itself enough and it'll kill itself to get well. This is how the body works because we're just not awakened enough to know that we have blocked energy in our bodies from our ancestors. So here we go. And I'm clearing away the thought processes of first of you and also then of your ancestors. So we're going from the year 2000 to current, same process. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third replace zero charge, second replace zero charge, first replace zero charge. And now we go into the 1900s. Sixth replace zero charge, fifth place zero charge, fourth place zero charge, third place zero charge, second place zero charge, first place zero charge. And now it's going to be all your ancestor stuff. 1800, sixth place seal charge, fifth place seal charge, fourth place seal charge, third place seal charge, second place seal charge, first place seal charge, 1700, sixth place seal charge, fifth place seal charge, fourth place seal charge, third place seal charge, second place seal charge, first place seal charge, 1600, sixth place seal charge, fifth place seal charge. I feel pretty heavy. There's people out there who have a lot of density in the 1600s. Start over again here. Sixth chakra, have to yawn, excuse me. I'm processing for everyone here, so, boy, 1600, sixth chakra, place seal charge, fifth place seal charge, fourth place seal charge, third place seal charge, second place seal charge, first place seal charge, and 1500, sixth place seal charge, fifth place seal charge, fourth place seal charge, third place seal charge, second place seal charge, first place seal charge. There we go. So I'll give you some time just to experience that, and I'll be back in about a half a minute, and you should feel maybe a little more heavier in your body. and you may even have some pain that you've had stored in your body, and now it's released. So just kind of check yourself out. If you want to walk around, just do maybe 10 steps or so and come back and sit down. Just see how your body's doing. Okay, so you should feel a little better in your bodies now. Now I'll just continue on a little bit here. Like I said, the reason why people don't heal is because you're not in your body enough. And I'll kind of expand upon that here a little bit. If you are out there, you more than likely probably have a room full of metaphysical books that you know, being a seeker and searcher for spirituality, you know, you probably have maybe 50 to 500 books laying around, which you purchased maybe over the last 20 years. And when you buy this book, whatever it would be, it seems to be the it of all books. You know, it excites you, you buy it, and you read it, and then all of a sudden you realize at some point that you kind of either outgrew the book or it's not working for you any longer. And most of the reason why the book is not working, a lot of people who channel these books, and there's a brand new DVD out now that's been going around the last probably 6 months. It's been on the internet. I think it's $20. I won't give the name of it, but it's everybody is purchasing this because it's the newest buzz thing out. What happens is people get these very high spiritual truths, and it's very wonderful, and then they find out that it doesn't work for them. And they don't know why, because the book tells you that, or the DVD will say how wonderful you can follow these special rules and laws of the universe. And lo and behold, you find that you feel like you've been betrayed after you bought all these books, and just it's not working. And then they also tell you that your thoughts create your own reality. Well, what happens is that under the high spiritual truths, like on the creation light ship, that is 100% correct. But we're not on the light ship all the time. And we're not in these very high frequencies. So what we have here on this planet is the densities of the darkness. And since you're not in your body enough, these high spiritual truths will never work for you the way you'd like them to. I'm saying a pretty bold statement here, but what happens is, just like on your healings, you have to be in your body 100% in order to use this spiritual energy to do your manifestations. And so most people think that their thoughts control their realities, and in a sense, it does. What happens too, though, is that when you use the law of cause and effect, you're not really manifesting anything directly for yourself. You're actually courting energies out there and bringing that effect to you. And so if the spiritual laws work down here, which they do not because of the mind control and not being in your body enough, if they did work, you should be able to sit right now where you are, hold your hand out, and say, I want to materialize a $100 bill in my hand. Now, there are a few Eastern Indian yogis who can do this. They're tapped into this very high spiritual law. So maybe there's 50 people on the planet who can actually do this type of materialization. But for most of us, that's not a way of being. So the fact that your thoughts, you think, control your reality, they really don't. You're working with your ancestors' belief systems, along with the mind control and not being in your body enough to have these high spiritual laws work. Now, you could say, well, you know, maybe my belief system isn't strong enough, and a $100 bill is too much money, and it's made out of paper. Well, then what I'd say is, then manifest a penny. For most people, a penny is kind of worthless. You know, it's a piece of copper, and then hold your hand out and manifest a penny. And the same result's going to happen, because your thoughts do not create your reality. Like I said, you're not in your body enough, and you're not without mind control, and all of these hinder your thoughts. And what happens is, when you do use the law of cause and effect, then you're actually courting the energy out there from someone else to bring you that effect to yourself. You're not doing it yourself. And so I may be rattling some trees out there, you know, maybe making some people upset maybe, but this is the honest truth of what's happened here. And a lot of people sell books, and they have these very high spiritual truths, and you spend your maybe $20 to $30 for your new age book that is the end all of how to heal everything and to do everything else. And lo and behold, they use spiritual principle, but it's very hard to obtain here. So this may ring true to a lot of you, because you'd say, yeah, you know, I bought this book, and it just doesn't work. So anyway, that's what's happening. And so what I'm telling you is to get into your body and, you know, run the energy, and you may have a lot better success on what you're doing. But for most people, they just simply buy something and are relying on the law of cause and effect, which may work for them, but you're not using your own spirit energy to manifest something. You're courting someone else's energy system and bringing it to you. And on the far end of that scale, that's what, you know, we have with the people who do witchcraft and voodoo, and they manipulate energies, sorcerers. That's the far end of the scale on that. So that may clarify why you have tons of books in your house and why after you read them, they don't really work for you. So next we're going to switch gears here. And we're going to bring in some of the light doctor energy. And we're going to bring in the male light doctors from the ship. This is a great experience. Their energies are very strong and very intense. And just kind of sit back and relax. And you can ask them for healings. And then what we're going to do is have you go to your computer screen. And you can click on my show tonight and scroll down. And you're going to see this beautiful light being on the screen, and we'll be working with her for healing. So we'll first bring in the male doctors for you, and you can always go to the archive section too and scroll that down, and she'll appear also. So here we go. Here comes the male energies, the male doctors, the light beings from the ship. They're going to come into your living room, and here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, request healing from these light being doctors. They're here to help and assist you, and they'll do physical healing. So just kind of sit back and relax, and I'll put the line on mute for about 1 minute here as you do this. Okay. And now if you go to your computer screen, your monitor, and look at it, and scroll down, like I said, and you can see this beautiful light beam looking at you. And I have to thank Don for putting that on. It's just gorgeous. And just look at her face right now. And she's going to come from the creation light chip. And she's going to increase her frequencies here and come right into this photo, into your monitor screen, and she will become more three-dimensional. You may start seeing now the colors around her auric field, those light rays around her forehead changing. And maybe just blink your eye off and on because you'll get a different perspective of what you're looking at so you're not mesmerized. And I'm seeing more colors appear on my monitor right now. And I'm now seeing her face come forward a little bit. She's kind of lifting off my monitor screen. And I'm perceiving her eyes are radiating pure white light out of them right now, like she's looking right through you, for me, or myself anyway. So I'm sure you're having the same experience. She's beginning to smile and become real. So she's putting her divine essence of who she is into this photograph here. And this light beam was seen by one of the seers that we had on one of our conference calls, and she saw her and many other light beams, and she drew this picture for me.
Ron?
Yes?
Hi, what is the most helpful thing we can do now?
Okay, I'll answer that. The most helpful thing that you can do is to get into your body. Like I say, you must be in your body for your spiritual guidance. And everything else will follow after that, because then once you're in your body, then you can get to know your spirit, have a relationship with your personal spirit. And that's where all your information is. Remember, you cannot buy spirituality. You already have it. And so many people are seekers and searchers, and unfortunately, once you buy something, you use the energy in that product, whatever it would be. And then from there, after a couple of weeks, maybe you got that one page of information out of a book that was 300 pages long, and you got your aha, and you go, this is it. And then after about a week or so, you used the energy up, and it went away. Either you integrated the energy or it wasn't useful for you, or you used it all up. But the main thing is to get into your body. You have all the answers. Your spirit has the information that you're looking for.
So just do that every day?
Yes, I would do it every day continuously. You know, do it, I won't say continuously, but do it every day, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times a day. Call your spirit back to you, into your body, release your entities. Well, thank you for calling. That was a very good question.
Thank you.
Light beam now is being charged up. You may feel her presence. And she'll stay charged for probably about a half an hour after the show ends here. So you can request healing from her if you like. So I'll be quiet for about a minute here as you connect with this beautiful light being. Okay, and down here we're going to bring in more of the female doctors. Yes, hello.
Hi, Ron. It was nice to hear the Dama on the show tonight.
Yes,
are they going to be staying with the eight-dimensional Earth or the fifth dimensional Earth? Are they going with both? And are the creation ships doing that too?
Well, I don't know. I never have asked that question, so I don't know where Telos will be going after the ship. I honestly don't know.
As far as the healing of the mind control, how is that coming along?
Yeah, the mind control, they did quite a bit of work on it. They went to, Lightship went to about 25 different locations outside, we'll just say in the darkness, which they did not create, and those now are taken away. So I don't know how many more are left, but they worked with about 25 of those the last, I'll just say, 3 weeks. So you may have a little clearer thoughts now, possibly. Remember, the light is here to regain territory, to, in a sense, save its creation from the darkness. In the darkness, they did not create it, just an energy that somehow was made, how I don't know. But it definitely likes to use our energies, and they're attempting, you know, all along throughout their evolution to capture souls and to use the physical body's emotional energy to live on. So that's kind of what the darkness is doing here. And the light ship is here, like I said, to regain territory, to capture and get take back its creation, because it has to have all the creation out there with it before the universal shift. It can't leave anything behind that it created. And if the darkness chooses to come into the light, then the light ship will accommodate them and give them all, for our terminology, souls in their bodies, whatever life form they are, and they can turn into the light also. So this is what's happening now. And when they feel that time is completed, you know, because we have the universal shift happening, and that's in motion right now. People feel energy shift every day. And at some point, it's the whole universe will shift automatically. And the light ship knows when that's going to be, but I'm not privileged to that information. So at some point, we will be shifting. Any other questions? Yes.
Hello, Ron. The question I wanted to know with respect to mind control, does the chemtrails that are being sprayed over the California area look like most of the country? Do they have anything to do with the mind control, or is that something else?
I don't get involved with that too much. I know it does affect people, but my mission is basically I'm staying away from the governmental stuff because it's not my forte. And the light ship won't always let me know what's happening with that. But logically, I would say that, yes, it is numbing us out somewhat. What I'll do for everybody right now is just kind of sit back and relax. And I will release the mind control from you, and I can hold it away for about probably 2 minutes, okay? So we're going to connect out with the light ship, and they're going to do this for you. So you can see what it's like to be free of mind control. So they tell me it'll take about 20 seconds, our time right now, for them to start their procedure here. And they're saying about 10 seconds. Okay, so I'm going to count to 10, and then I'll let you be free to clear your thoughts out, and you'll be released from the complete mind control that's happening here. And I will say most of it's probably coming from off-planet. But regardless of where it's coming from, you'll be released from it. So here we go. And let's make sure they're ready on the ship here. Yes, they say they're ready. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's getting harder. 9, 7, 8, 9. And there, 10. So we're just holding it off you right now. It's at bay. There, right now you should be with your own conscious thoughts. So for myself, I'm actually feeling like there's no pressure on me.
Yeah.
I'm feeling space in my head that I never have had before that I can recall, although I have had it, but you don't know how it is until it's released from you. And so I'm just concentrating on running this energy down here for everyone, so it's hard for me to actually investigate and look at it. And this healing will also work with the archives, too. So this is the way it's supposed to be. It's this way on other planets, galaxies, etc., where we're not being interfered with. Remember, the darkness needs your energy to live on. And it's found a way to creep into our energy systems in many, many ways. And we'll go do it for about one more minute here. Another half a minute. Okay, so I'll slowly back off here. And you may be able to hold this consciousness for a while. That's up to you. Now it's coming back down and I'm releasing the energy now. There we go. So you might be able to hold it for 10 minutes. Maybe longer, but this is, at least now you know how it feels to be out of mind control. So your thoughts should have been crystal clear. So what we're going to do now is bring in the female light beings to help us out right now. And they're standing by. And the light beam that you're looking at on your monitor will also be here to facilitate healings on us. So here we go. So I'll count. I'll just bring some more energies in here. So here they come. There's about a dozen of them coming. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, they sure feel nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll give you about a minute with them, so I'll just sit back and relax and request your healings, and you can still look at this beautiful light scene on your monitor. Okay, so that's the light beings. And next I'll bring in divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. He's now anchored into the mountain here at Mount Shasta, helping to keep away these negative lenticular clouds that show up here all the time. A lot of them haven't been able to get close to the mountain. But these are the cloud shifts that appear. And Mount Shasta brings a lot of them here. They come here to fuel up, to get their energy. And then they go off and do whatever they need to do, which I'm sure is not for our best and highest good. including mind control. So they started disappearing about 3 years ago. So here we come. Here's Saint Germain. We're bringing his energy with the violet flame into your living room so you can experience Saint Germain. This is his first cause energy, which means this is his initial creation energy from the creation light ship. So it's not an energy that comes down through dimensions. It's a direct link now from the light ship to you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels very nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll be back in about a minute, so you can ask Saint Germain for guidance if you like. Remember, go to your heart center, and he can also do healings with you. We'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so I'll just make a comment about the ship clouds. Any cloud that looks like a ship, a UFO for instance, they're normally long. These clouds are not of the light, because if they were of the light, they would not really show up that way. So they're just being cloaked in these energies that create clouds. And so I'd say most of them are probably not of the light. There are a few that may show up, but typically when you see them, they're going to bring bad weather to your area. And they use the mind control to work with us. So, and they're, very close to us. Sometimes you can look up and see faces, too, in the skies of, like, skeleton heads. Look like ET faces, the grays, and they're looking down on us, too. But on a lighter note here, just know that they're being taken away now. And a true light ship will not show itself in a cloud. So here we go. We're going to bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary for everyone to experience. So kind of just sit back and relax again, and then we'll be getting off the program shortly here. So here we go. Here's Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll see you back in about a minute here. And we'll do a comparison here. I'm going to bring in the energy of Jesus, and then we'll bring in the energy of Sananda. So first is Jesus' energy, and it is definitely different. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. This is the energy of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus, first cause energy. And I'll be back in about a minute here. Okay, and now we're going to bring in the energy of Sananda. It's a different spirit energy, a different being. And here he comes. Again, this is his first cause energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. So I'll see you back again in about a minute. And now the final energy I'll bring in tonight, and we're going a little bit over time. So thank you, Don, for allowing us to do this here. We're going to bring in the energy to be a host of angels. So you're going to have a multitude of angels coming into your living room and give you blessings and healing. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll see you back in about a minute again. Okay. So, this will be the last energy of the evening here. And I thank you all for being on my radio show here. It's been just a wonderful time bringing these energies in for you. And my website is creationlightshift.com. And then I have a toll-free phone number, which is 877-384-3257. And you can also contact me from the website on my services page. So I appreciate all of you being there with me, and this is a great night for myself, and I'm sure you've probably had a great experience here. It was very nice having Adama come and some of the beings from Telos to allow us to experience their energies. And like I said, I start off with my conference calls at $20 per session for 1 hour. It's a wonderful deal, very affordable for everybody. And the Light Beam Doctors will be working with you for physical healings. And like I said, the beautiful light beam on your monitor right now will be activated for about a half an hour now. So you can work with her if you wish, and she'll do healings for you. And I'll just close off now. So this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship and the Light Beam Doctors, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday. So have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you.